Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Jackie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Pickle. Later in the program, Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, will join us. He'll jump on at 9:45. But right now on a Game Show Wednesday, we're going to play Fact or Fiction. Throw out a statement or two. You guess if it's fact or fiction. If you're right, you win a great prize. And we have tickets to see the Caps coming up Saturday, November 23rd at Capital One Arena as they take on the New Jersey Devils, owned by Josh Harris.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And we have tickets to go see the Wizards the night before. That's Friday, November 22nd, as they take on the Boston Celtics. That is an NBA Cup game, Cakes.
Very exciting.
So you'll see the fancy court.
Yes.
And added stakes.
Excellent.
Because maybe the Wizards can't win the NBA Finals, but could they string together some wins and win the NBA Cup?
The quick answer is probably not. I'm going to guess no NBA Cup in the Wizards' short-term future. Maybe a few years down the road, yes. This year, probably not.
I do have one Wizards-related fact or fiction.
I have a Capitals-related fact or fiction.
All right. But I have several fact or fictions.
Very good.
Who was our first contestant?
All right. Let's go to Jeremy in Herndon. Hey, Jeremy.
Good morning, Junkies.
Hey, Cakes, we're giving away the Caps tickets first.
Yes.
That's on the line first because it's on top.
All right.
Listeners can't choose. This is for Caps tickets. Why don't you lead off?
All right. Fact or fiction. Alex Ovechkin has more career goals scored than the Seattle Kraken franchise that came into the NHL in the year 2021. Is that fact or is that fiction?
I'm going to go with fact.
That is a fact. Ovi has scored 863 goals. The Kraken as a franchise in three plus seasons has tallied 768 goals. So he wins. He gets a pair of tickets to see the Washington Capitals Saturday, November 23rd at Capital One Arena. They take on the New Jersey Devils for the complete Capitals schedule. And for ticket information, go to thefandc.com/events.
I figured if Cakes was looking up Ovi, Nuggets had to be fact.
Yeah, and it's always going to be pro-Ovi. I'm right. Very pro-Vi over on this side of the room, as we all know.
You should be.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting that now when we had carbs on, he's now saying that last year that he was doing all the right things. He would just, you know, I remember talking about puck luck and all that sort of thing, but I don't remember him sort of raving about him playing amazing. Mm-hmm. Now he's saying, yeah, he was playing great. It just wasn't, you know.
Maybe he needed Strom or setting him up. That's a key element of it, too.
Team's playing well.
You don't know Ovi's current goal pace that he's on right now.
I thought you said 53
or
58.
58. All right, let's punch up the next contestant. We have Wizards tickets to give away.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Mike. It's our guy, Mike the Banker. Hey, Mike.
Bullet Fever. Hey, guys.
How are you,
What's
pal?
Up? What's up?
I'm doing great. I'm
Very
doing
good.
Great.
Good you, for you.
You coming tonight to the big match?
I wish I could.
What match are we talking about?
His daughter's playing a big match tonight. Oh, volleyball. Gotcha.
How tall is your daughter?
6'1".
6'1". I remember Mike's very tall.
And Mike's a big dude. His wife played basketball, I think, in college, too.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Mike in years, but I remember him being very tall.
Yeah. Yeah, he's big. Yeah. Tall, he's tall and skinny now.
Good
tall
for him.
Skinny.
Yeah, he's on that Ozempic.
Nice.
You're taking the Ozempic.
Is you betcha.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Wow.
Wish I came up with the idea for Ozempic.
What do you eat, one meal a day?
No. Well, I do an apple for breakfast, and then
yuck,
and then it's like a light dinner. That's it.
Yeah, but in booze,
that never goes away. EB, actually, I think you should consider it EB because what it does is it also limits your bowel movements, and we know how much you like to do that at the office.
Well, I don't want to limit my bowel movements.
He wants to get it all out.
Probably also increase them.
EB, you look like he thought you were calling him chubby.
Yeah, so I was a little.
No.
I had somebody yesterday tell me I was looking skinny.
Very good.
How about that? I said, I don't think that's true, but thank you. Thank you. All right, what do we got for Mike?
All right, fact or fiction. Kyle Kuzma has recently been linked to Angel Reese.
Fact.
Fiction, just made it up. Wow. Sorry, bro.
Are you sure?
Good
man. Maybe,
up on the
maybe
spot.
He hasn't been linked. I mean, you didn't even know.
It's possible.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but going to go with fiction on that.
What Kyle Kuzma said, though, was interesting a couple weeks ago. Did you see what he said in an interview with Vogue?
No chance.
No.
You think I read Vogue?
Yeah, but it went viral.
I did not see
Kyle Kuzma's known for the wacky outfits.
Yeah.
Ever since the NBA started filming these guys.
Yeah, got one right here.
In the tunnel.
Yep.
This is EB's favorite, Kyle Kuzma fit, pregame
so
fit.
So weird.
He loves it. He loves the super long sleeves.
I don't understand fashion.
So the guys are wearing
really
special outfits for the walk to the locker room before games. And he said, quote, I don't want to be part of that type of community where you have to put on a fit. I'm really taking a backseat to all of that, Kuzma said in an interview. He said, I can speak from experience that when you're a younger player, you don't want to wear the same thing twice.
Ah.
A lot of times we get played in thinking, oh, we got to switch it up. We got to buy something new. And now we're just buying clothes to impress people or to stand out. It's ludicrous.
So now he said he still wants
to wear sharp clothes, but he's not going to go for the outrageous clothes.
Well, think about it.
Then I saw somebody else talking about how he would buy a Gucci t-shirt for $450.
Well, that's moronic.
And wear it once. I mean, and that was it.
That's idiotic.
Might have been in the same thing.
That is dumb. Like, that's why guys run out of money.
But your wife does it. Your wife does it. Probably to a lesser extent, your wife does it. My wife does it.
Does what?
They buy dresses, they wear it one time, and then they say they need a new dress next time for the same type of function.
No, my wife doesn't do it. My daughters do it.
Yeah. Always need a new dress. What do you mean you got a new dress? You got 100 of them. Pick one of the other ones.
No,
women do it.
My wife's actually good about that. My daughters, different
Speaking of NBA dress codes, I did chuckle on Twitter yesterday. Somebody posted a picture of three NBAers on the same team, and they were like, they need to bring the dress code back because who was the shooting guard that was here for, I think he's still in the league. He was here for several years, kind of quiet, reserved guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I think he played at LSU. He's a shooting guard type. He's a journeyman.
What, just a
White
few
kid
years
or?
Ago?
No, African-American dude. Anyway, he's on the bench, and he's wearing, like, a blazer and slacks and a dress shirt.
They look good?
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah.
The guy next to him is wearing cowboy boots.
Garrett Temple.
Cowboy hat, boots. He looks like he's going to a rodeo. Then the next guy looks like he's going to, like, the club. Or he's got a crazy outfit on. It's like these three players all, you know, work for. They all have the same job. Was the gist of the photo? And it's like, maybe they do need to bring the NBA dress code back. Because remember, they brought it in because Allen Iverson was wearing just the most outrageous like clothes on the bench. They're like, we need to tidy things up.
Right.
And then they've loosened it over the years. Maybe it's time to bring it back. It's just a lot of wackiness when you look down the bench.
Yeah.
These days. I know that sounds like an old person.
No, I don't.
Shaking his fist at the sky.
I don't mind.
Yeah, pull your pants up.
Kind of that bit.
Yeah.
Your drawers are sagging. Pull the pants up.
I don't know.
Get a belt.
It just struck me as funny.
You know, I saw, you know, speaking of fashion, and a lot of us here like to buy golf stuff, you know, golf clothes. Like, I know I love Peter Millar. I think Jason loves it. And Valdez does too. And,
love their pants.
I don't get the Malbon, the Jason Day. I just saw a new ad for Jason Day's Malbon where it's literally, he's wearing a sweater. And it's, you know, it's the baggy stuff.
It's the oversized stuff.
It's all oversized and all that. But even the color scheme, like, I don't get it. It's like brown, white, and purple.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's a weird.
What are we doing?
It's a weird color palette.
You know, and I guess it's like high fashion. And I was told, somebody told me, I think it was in Korea or something. Like, they sell a ton of it.
And there's a reason he's pimping it and selling it.
And he's making a boatload of money. And I've seen the guy that, have you seen the owner of Malbon? He's like a younger guy.
He's local.
He's like a stylish guy. I didn't know he's local.
He's like, Virginia Beach.
You'd be butt size for Jason Day's. Now, I know very little about golf. I consume very little golf content.
No, I know, but his simulator and all that he has.
The setup he has at his house.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. He has an indoor, like, putting green where he can just go to the wall and press a button, and it just, like
tilts.
It tilts, like, tilts the indoor putting green.
Well, then
it's absurd.
An amazing simulator, and then the door opens up, and he has a range.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, the downside is he lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
So you got to take the good with the bad.
I think that's where his family, his wife's from, right?
He has a baller setup.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, let's punch up our next contestant.
Some more tickets.
If you had that kind of money, you'd have some sort of a setup.
I'm sure.
I mean, it wouldn't be a golf simulator.
Out of a silly lit pickleball
court. No, he'd still have that big, dumb tree.
I might have the tree. That's true.
Let's go to Jeff in Bowie. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, fact or fiction? Caitlin Clark recently revealed she has a fear of cats.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and go, that's a fact.
That has to be a fact.
That is a fact.
Because it sounds
absurd.
So ridiculous.
No, I'm team Caitlin Clark. I don't have a fear of them. I just have to avoid them at all costs.
Hey, you win two tickets to go see the Wizards Friday, November 22nd against Boston. It's an NBA Cup game, and every fan in attendance gets a Wizards NBA Cup rally towel. More information at thefandc.com/contest.
All right, congratulations, Jeff. By the way, what's the rationale or, like, what's the logic behind a fear of cats?
I don't know.
Just like you haven't been around. I mean, sometimes there's logic.
Fear of heights,
it doesn't mean
fear of airplanes.
I mean, it doesn't mean that the logic. I mean, usually people have a rationale. It may not.
The urban legend
be based
about
cats in reality,
is,
but
the urban legend is when you go to sleep at night, they'll crawl up your chest and then they'll basically suck your soul out of your body while you're sleeping. Again, it's an urban legend. They're evil animals. Don't think that they're not.
Yeah.
Did you have cats?
Never. I'm definitely allergic to cats.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I would die if I pet a cat.
Yeah, I would.
Here's
never
the
have
two
a cat.
Reasons it says here. People are usually afraid of cats for two reasons. One, they're afraid of the physical harm they may cause.
Why? Like the claw you or something?
If a cat, like, really clawed your face, it would hurt.
All right.
And number two, cakes is all over it.
Thank you.
People associate them with bad luck, witchcraft, or evil.
Yes, what? I'm telling you. You keep having cats in your house. Your mom keeps having cats.
I'm just not afraid of a cat. I'm afraid of snakes.
Snakes are terrifying.
And it's all superstition, but black cats are actually the least likely to be adopted.
Don't cross their path.
Bad luck.
Bad luck coming your way. You cross a black cat's path.
I think it's so dumb.
You're going to pop a tire if you cross a black cat.
Every time I go to a hotel and they don't have a 13 button.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
My apartment in Puerto Rico.
I see it every month.
Stupid are we?
My apartment in Puerto Rico was on the 17th floor, but it was really at the 16th because there was no 13th.
I mean, come on. That is just so dumb. Why are we giving in to that? Like, it's a real thing.
Superstition, Rick.
Whatever. I get called a jinx for posting a tweet that we hit the first leg of a parlay.
You keep staying on the 13th floor. See what happens.
Actually, that was Cakes who was doing that this week. You posted that we hit the first leg of the parlay.
Yeah.
You posted we hit the second leg of the parlay.
Hey,
there were no more posts.
I was sweating it. I can't help the fact that you guys missed your legs.
No, I hit mine.
It's not.
I mean, I took the best receiver in the game. I mean, if Darnold's just going to throw interceptions,
I mean, he was trying to get him the ball in the end zone.
He was throwing it to him. He was throwing it to the other guys.
I know.
It's not that Cake says we hit the first leg of a parlay. It's that JP will say, Porzingis has 22 at the half. Lock that one up. That's a winner.
Yeah, and I'm not guaranteeing anything.
He ends with 22 points and it's a loser.
I'm just checking the box that we're getting there. We're getting where we need to be.
He counts winners before they catch.
I just say looking good. You can go back to the Porzingis tweet.
Yeah, I'll never do that ever again. I've learned my lesson about, oh, there's 2 minutes left in the Caps game. Things are looking good.
Here's the larger point. It's the exact same thing as the stupid number 13 on a hotel. It's not really real.
No, the thing I don't like about the 13 thing, listen, everyone has superstitions, or you can have a superstition, it's fine. But for it to be sort of like institutional, that's what I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, when a building does it and everyone does,
there's a reason.
We're making it like a real thing.
There's a reason it's not called Friday the 14th. It's called Friday the 13th.
Right, because there is a 13th floor, obviously.
Of course.
Right, but why they just don't label it? I know, but it's just so dumb. And, and you're making it like a thing.
Does it really bother you?
It kind of bothers me. I did look at that and I go, these people are dumb.
Well, it's one thing to say that, but it doesn't really bother you.
I mean,
it's just a pet peeve.
I don't lose sleep over it.
Yeah. You just,
it just irks me.
It's stupid, but
And it irks me that we're validating a obvious superstition.
Does MGM National Harbor have a 13th floor?
Zippy chance. Yeah. It goes from 12 to 14.
I'm telling you, man.
When you're in a casino. No, it has a 13th floor.
No, it doesn't. It has a 12th floor and a 14th floor.
Okay, all right.
There is no 13th floor.
It doesn't have a button that says 13.
It doesn't even exist. It doesn't have a button that says it's 13.
Right.
Do you know the superstition I do? I don't think I have many, but I do one all the time, is I close my closest eye to a cemetery.
You do? I didn't know that was a thing.
I think that's a random thing. I think you learn. That's like a
I don't know why I do it. I heard it somewhere.
I thought the old school bit is if
you hold your breath.
You hold your breath.
Oh no, I don't hold my breath.
When you close your eye to it.
So, I pass Arlington Cemetery every morning.
You doesn't want a ghost getting in there.
If I'm going home, it's on the left side. I go like this.
Why? What does that do?
And if I'm coming to work on the right side, I go like that.
Yeah, but what is the point of that?
Just a superstition.
Okay, but what is the rationale behind it?
What's the rationale?
Like that
you can't look at it. You don't want to look at the graves. I don't know. I don't know what the rationale is. I just do it. So I don't know why I do it. I heard it somewhere. I didn't just make it up.
Do you also, when you go over train tracks, do you lift your feet off the dashboard? You're supposed to do that too.
The dashboard?
I'm not that much. That's the floorboard. Like where your feet are.
I've never heard
what?
That.
What?
That's a thing. I'm telling you, that's a real thing.
I know you got some.
It's more of a thing that I'm closing his eye closest to the cemetery.
No, this is dumb.
Closing eye cemetery doesn't even show up on Google.
I know you got something from the Dina or something.
I mean, I've heard of, let's see, you can't open an umbrella inside. That's bad luck. That.
Can't walk under a ladder.
Can't walk under a ladder.
If you walk under a ladder, you're going to get the worst luck.
I know. It was tilting me when Eric brought in his Titleist umbrella.
Yeah.
And he just kept flapping it like he's the penguin or something.
He
kept doing it.
So
it was just tilting me.
What? You wouldn't open it when you were trying to fix it?
I wouldn't open an umbrella inside.
No, that's bad.
That's heresy.
That's so much bad luck.
Yeah.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad juju. No wonder, hey, no wonder you can't putt. No wonder you can't putt. You're opening umbrellas inside all the time.
They had a bunch of one putts yesterday.
Yeah. I had six yesterday.
I bet you didn't open an umbrella inside yesterday.
Yeah. No. No.
See? I can't putt. I
just... See, there's correlation here.
It's like Mary Poppins inside.
I love superstitions. They're the best.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.